bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Reno Collier plus hamburger catchphrases and movies. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You are the brothers, can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist, and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby. I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me. But with that butt, you got makes me so horny.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have comedian Reno Collier here with us. That's Chick McGee. There's Pat Godwin is here. He's doing some shows with Reno. We'll tell you about those coming up.
Fist fight backstage.
This is Tom speaking. Ace Cosby, of course, is our engineer. Reno.
I'm headlining.
That is what it's going
to
be.
Yeah. Reno, you're friends with, as you refer to him, Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy. Happy birthday.
Yeah, his birthday was just a couple 17. Days ago. Oh, yesterday. Yeah. That's right.
And 71 I was just wondering, did you ever have a manager that thought, hey, look, you know, Larry's got the get her done thing? Did they ever ask you to come up with a...
No, I tried to do that.
Oh, what did you come up with?
I think I told Chick about that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I was just yelling out random, like, put some ham on that thing.
Like, put some ham on it was my favorite.
Yeah, that's good.
It was good.
Yeah, put some ham on that, huh?
Yeah, it was...
That's like hamburger.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of hamburger? This comedian? Here, I got a little
hamburger
audio
Hamburger Jones.
You.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hamburger. Joker, what in the world are you dressed up for Halloween? Like a hamburger on delivered mail or something. What's up with you? You're overweight. That's your problem. Can't take a joke? I know you take an order of fries right by now, couldn't you? Hamburger. Look at his feet. Feet so big.
Sometimes he
just, wait a minute. Wait. Just looks at somebody and goes, what's your problem?
I love that.
He just goes, hey, he just goes hamba. Doesn't even, here's some more. Yeah.
Biggest Nike spelled Nickelodeon. Look at that.
Look at that.
Hamburger. You give me a bad name. Take that hat off.
This guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just stretch out.
Does he just say hamburger?
Yeah. Like, every now and again. Just yeah.
Well, think about it. Instead of hot dog, he says hamburger.
What happened to hamburger?
Years ago, I used to leave. You know when people, comics used to get like a bunch of hype, like everybody flip out and they used to get these huge development deals and they'd give people at Montreal these comedy festivals. So I used to prank call these agents and I came up with this comedian named Potato Head that didn't exist, but I'd leave him messages in the middle of the night about how he rides a unicycle and you've got to see him and he's going to be the great. I was trying to get people, and people started kind of talking about him.
About Potato Head?
Yeah, they were like, my agent, because I'd call him intermittently and be like, hey, look, I have this venue in Chicago and I do different voices and I'm like, you know, we got to get Potato Head if you represent Potato Head. And he's like, do you know this Potato Head? Have you heard of it? I'm like, the guy from Chicago? He's amazing. He has birds and he does magic and he sings. I go, he's like, I got to find. He goes, people leave me messages to try to get this guy. And I'm like, ah, man, you got to see Potato Head.
Hamburger. So you
need,
but you never came up with a phrase other than put some ham on that?
No.
Because Engvall had for a while, he had the.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Sure. Yeah. And Foxworthy, you know, you might be a redneck. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He was the, like, certainly the, of all those guys, the one that was, that sticks the best.
Yeah.
And as he said to us many times, he does 2 minutes of that in his show.
Yeah, it's not even a big part of the.
What is the origin of get or done?
Yeah.
Did he have.
So it's a phrase like.
It's in the movie Carrie.
Is it?
Is that where he got it?
No, I think he got, it was a phrase when he lived down in Florida. Like, people used to say it. Like, it was just a redneck.
Gotcha.
Like, get it out.
Although it's, my friend, I won't give his full name, my friend Pete, who's a brilliant carpenter, when we'd be working on houses, he'd go, get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the famous Pete story, don't you?
Yeah.
With you know, that telescope thing you look through and the other guy's got the stick.
Yeah.
The surveyors?
Survey.
The astrolabe. Yeah.
So the guy's got the
so
stick.
So Pete knew how
you're
to work that
you're the only
thing.
One who knows a brilliant carpenter.
Yes, he knows a brilliant everyone. Oh, no, he's great.
Brilliant everything.
He's fantastic. He
went to get ice cream with the girls. A brilliant ice cream party.
They dug the foundation. This house was being built for a minister. As a matter of fact.
Right, right. On Long Shore.
On Lower Shore Drive. And this is...
Further obscurity.
So I was holding the stick, and I was sort of facing the parking area, if you will, in the woods. And Pete was instructing me as to what to do with the stick.
I bet.
And, why don't you take this stick and go stand? Leave me the hell alone.
He was instructing me. You know, and I'm, you know, whatever, 80 feet away or something. So he's, you know, kind of shouting out, no, back farther. No, wait, that, hold it. And as this is happening, unbeknownst to Pete, the Reverend Wilson, whatever his name was, and his wife had kind of come over the the wooded mound there. And that's when Pete suggested a certain unit of measurement, the second part of which is the word hair.
But no, just to see hair.
and I think the Reverend was quite shocked.
Oh.
That's in my brain.
That embarrassed you, didn't it?
Oh, God, it
interestingly
so
enough,
funny.
Though, the Reverend's wife went, you heard him, a see here to the left. Yeah,
but he would always say, get her done. That was many, many years ago. No, Pete.
Are you saying that your brilliant contractor came up with get her done
I'm
before?
Saying it was, no, I'm saying it was a Larry phrase, did. And I don't think it's necessarily Southern, because this was up in northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's
But I think, isn't when they set everything on fire in the movie Carrie, doesn't the one guy say get her done?
I don't remember.
I
thought it was light her up.
Was it?
No.
I can tell you this. When you
dump the blood on her, I thought.
Yeah,
so.
I thought that too. Yeah.
It gets annoying. Like when you hear it.
Oh, you think?
Over. No. You think you hear it too much, like just in general. When you tour with them, it's like, get it on. I mean, it's like you light a lighter and they used to talk. It was like, get it on when the lighter would go off. And I'm like, stop this. And I remember I came home one time and I'd been on the road with them for like a month. And I get home and I get in my chair and I'm watching a golf tournament and they're in Colorado. And this guy hits a putt and somebody in the crowd's like, get it on. And I'm like, mother, are you kidding me? Stop saying it.
So
yeah.
You didn't come up with one, though.
Nah, they don't, you know, I can't do that. It, for some reason, it bothers me.
Josh, did you ever?
No. No, I do repeat in my first 5 or 10 minutes, I talk about how I'm half fat, mm-hmm. and I do kind of really hammer that home.
Cheeseburger.
Because I had double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger.
Why not just go all out, huh?
What's your problem?
Are you hungry?
Let me make you a big behind feel at home.
Hey.
That Albert joke.
Kill
him. Hamburger.
God, that's funny. I don't know why that's so funny.
Keep playing it. He's not done yet.
Who you ladies supposed to be in Vogue? I got news for you. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Oh!
Hamburger. Who you supposed to be?
Who you supposed to be?
Jamaican parking attendant? Move your car, move your car, move your car. Oh! Hamburger ain't gonna happen.
So is hamburger...
He's
out
just
here,
insulting people.
Is hamburger the equivalent of a semicolon?
Yeah, kind of.
The Oxford comma puzzle.
Right.
Because it's sort of a change of subject. But
right.
Is it saying this is through, or is it like an ellipsis?
What sort of the
mean?
Visible paragraph sign that sometimes you get on Word.
It's his way to think, maybe, too, where he's going next or something. I don't know.
It works, though.
I would go see him.
I was speculating about the origin of get or done. And I mentioned my friend Pete would use that constantly, way before Larry had it.
Implying that you're brilliant contractor? What was he?
I thought that it was perhaps from the movie Carrie. Here's some audio from the movie Carrie. It's when they're killing the pig to get blood for the prom prank.
Yeah.
I want you to guess who this is. Don't shout out your answer.
I know who.
I already know who it is, too.
Yeah. Okay, then for those of you that know, don't say anything.
Anyone else?
Don't ruin this for me.
Okay.
This gives me the opportunity
to show up.
Sorry. Here we go. Listen carefully.
Get her, get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
You can tell who it is.
His voice is deeper now.
Of course. Yeah.
I'll play it one more time.
Much older.
Yes.
A very famous actor.
Get her done. You can't do it from standing out here. Get her done, man. Get her done.
You really don't know, Pat.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't either.
It's John Travolta.
I was going to admit, that was my guess.
Wow.
You should have said it out loud. I'm sorry.
Fun of me.
It doesn't.
No, we're going to make fun of you anyway.
All right.
Very good. So
John Travolta started Get Her Done.
I don't know if he, I think it was just a regular phrase in the language. Obviously.
Yeah.
So. That maybe you should go back, find an old movie, and find a phrase that
that comes out of that.
That
you sure got a purdy mouth.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That works.
May the force be with you.
So
show me the money.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe someone someone listening can suggest something. You can reach us by using the Bob and Tom app. How do you get the app again, Josh?
You download it at the iOS store or wherever else that you get apps. The Appin' Place, I like to say.
The Appin' Place?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'm not working at the
You can also text us, of course, 888-262-8661, where Reno, I get 10 cents per text.
He gets nothing.
In.
Absolutely.
What?
20 top phrases from movies.
All right.
I'll be back.
Number 20. I'll be back.
Yeah. Do we get to guess the movie?
Was that number 20?
Yeah, let's guess the movie.
Right. Number 20, I'll be back.
Okay, Terminator. 19.
19, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Gone with the Wind.
18, I'm the king of the world.
Titanic.
17, say hello to my little friend.
Oh, well, Scarface.
Number 16, may the force be with you.
Star Wars?
I would think that'd be way up there.
Number 15, why so serious?
Dark Knight.
No.
Number 14, Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Die Hard.
I don't know that one.
Number 13, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Quaalude.
The Wizard of Oz. That's right.
No.
Number 12, here's Johnny.
According
to Screen Rant.
Shining.
Okay, sorry.
Number 11, you're going to need a bigger bow.
Jaws. Ad-lib, by the way.
It's an ad-lib. Number 10.
I deserve it when I dork out.
I do it. Number 10, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Number 9, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future.
That's right, Marty. Number 8, I'm going to make him an offer you can't refute. Yeah.
Godfather.
Number 7, here's looking at you, kid.
Casablanca.
Rugrats movie, that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Number 6, badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no stinky badges. Sierra Madre was the original.
I think that's pretty obscure.
Really? It's way more obscure than May the Force Be With You.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that badges, I remember that from Blazing Saddles. I don't even remember it from the other movie.
Well, that's because you're a hillbilly. Number five.
Reno, just make sure you understand.
Thing way
he
over
means that. He means
everybody
that
in the Sierra Madre.
He means that
number
in a mean
five.
Way.
Five.
I know,
just so you know.
Oh, I know he does.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? That's number five.
No. Yeah. No.
According to Screen Rant, okay, number four, you talking to me?
Taxi Driver. Course, yeah. What movie is the Mae West? Is it Mae West?
No. Lauren Bacall.
Lauren
right?
Bacall.
Oh, it is? What movie is that from?
The Have and Have Not.
Okay.
Do know how to whistle. Don't
or
you?
Blazing Saddles.
You put your lips together and
just blow.
Number three, You Damn Dirty Ape.
Oh, wow. Planet of the Apes.
Yep, first one with Charlton Heston.
Number two, Hasta La Vista, baby.
That's Terminator 2. Yeah. Judgment Day.
That's bigger than I'll Be Back? No.
No, and that's not big, that's not bigger than May the Force Be With You. This list stinks.
What's number one?
Number one.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Clint Eastwood. Sure. Yeah.
From?
Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact. Not Dirty Harry.
I venture to say you could put those quotes. You could put those quotes and ask people to identify them, and I bet the average person would get five of them, and they'd all be Star Wars. And
And I can't believe Show Me the Money isn't on there.
That's, I can't believe Freedom's not on there. From Braveheart.
Yeah. Braveheart,
yeah. Yeah, I can't believe Show Me the Money.
I can't believe Nice Beaver isn't on there.
Oh, that's, of course.
That's a great one.
From
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
It was
a Naked
Gun.
Thank you.
I just had it stopped.
That's what she said. Now, do you remember who says that line?
Of course.
Priscilla Presley.
That's very nice. Nice Beaver.
Thank you. She said it's
done. She had the kind of legs you'd like to suck on for a day.
thank you very much. Now, here's the other one you were talking about. See if you recognize this, Reno.
Just Reno?
Yeah, wait a minute. The silence?
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah, that's from
Blazing Saddles.
Treasure. No.
And isn't that... the actor is obscure. It's
older Jewish gentleman.
Yes, it's not. It's not anyone of Mexican heritage.
I forget his name. Oh man, I can picture him.
We don't need no stinking budget.
It's a Simeon Weinstein.
Zero Mostello.
No, I can picture
Zero
him Mostello.
That's who it is. Yeah,
he's a great actor, but he's very. He's very Jewish.
He's not. He's not a Mexican gentleman. Now here's a note. See if you get this one, Christy. See if you can figure this one out.
Nice Beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let
just
me
talked
help
about
you with that.
Isn't she climbing up a ladder or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember that.
Remember she takes her shoes off and she's like 4 feet shorter?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those are classics.
What movie's this from?
Oh,
never mind.
Kung Fu Fighting.
It's from that movie. Yeah.
Great song.
I'm wrong. I don't know who I was thinking of, Tom, but. Alfonso Bedoya.
Oh, really? I thought it was who's the other? Who's the guy?
Who am I thinking of? You and I are thinking of the same person.
Yeah, we are. Maybe he was one of the
from
other.
A different movie.
I forget who I'm.
I'm thinking of the guy from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, that's right.
I think these catchphrases are upside down.
I think they are.
They
too.
May be.
So it's number 20. Is that number one?
It's labeled as number 20.
And that's Star Wars.
No, that's I'll Be Back, the Terminator.
Gotta be number one.
I was thinking of Eli Wallach.
That's right. Me too. You're very good. And that's a different movie. Sorry. Yeah. We're both wrong. But I was wrong more.
Oh, I can't believe it. We get that on tape?
Yeah.
Now,
do we have to... Yeah, can you... What's the Elton John thing you were going to do?
Oh. Pop music icon Elton John cut short his New Zealand concert Sunday. Reportedly as a case of walking pneumonia, the 72-year-old entertainer lost his voice while performing at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium.
Joaquin pneumonia, great as the Joker.
Yeah. He was very emotional when he left the stage.
Wait. When you do a joke like that, a cricket gets its wings.
He had two shows scheduled in Auckland. He will perform one tonight. The show that he missed on Sunday will be made up on Thursday. And it's off to Australia. So the sold-out crowd did give him a supportive standing ovation.
So they're all coming back.
Yes, they're coming back.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have the rock and pneumonia, you know what happens. Love it. Favorite Johnny Rivers song?
Midnight Special.
I don't have one.
Mine's Midnight
Special.
I met
Johnny Rivers, and he's awful.
I can't believe
Secret
that.
Agent Man.
Yes.
Secret Agent Man.
You stole that from me.
Awful. Slow Dance and Swing to the Music.
Oh, that's a good one,
That's great, too.
I don't know. Summer Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Everyone was.
I don't even know.
Sergeant Pepper's.
Summer Rain.
Like
you don't know that?
don't think so.
Summer Rain.
Everyone was singing Sarge and Pepper's
Lonely Hearts Club Band. Makes me feel fine.
Summer Rain.
Yeah.
The Summer Wind is
summer
a trap.
Summer Rain had
See,
me
my
a blast.
Dad loved Johnny Rivers. That brings me some nice memories.
I love Johnny Rivers.
He always had the clapping. He would always have like a fake live.
Yeah,
the
yeah, a fake band
What's
in
that?
There.
This is wonderful.
This is Summer Rain. Remember this
one? Yes.
Never heard it.
Yeah, you have.
Check your
yes,
band.
You have.
Oh, he likes it.
Long intro, John.
Summer rain taps in my window.
Yeah. Were you in one of your stints in rehab when this was a hit?
Yeah, there was a 28-day period when that came out. I was in the nervous hospital. I used to do a parody about a stripper called Summer Lane. Summer Lane taps on my B-hole.
Well, I was wondering where the comedy was going to come from. And then I realized you were just doing a sketch of the brilliant.
Huge leap.
Yeah.
And thought there was going to be water in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they didn't fill it up yet.
I need to check. Kids,
if you're listening, the most important part of scientific study is failure. Yes. You learn more from your failures.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.